This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yeah, you better grab your life jacket. This is not comfortable seas that we are cruising through today. Somehow, somewhere along the line, America became convinced that the church was a love boat. But I think the Lord designed it to be a battleship. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean today, honored to be able to be in. Bradley's out doing what Bradley Dean does. He's out rocking boats and making a difference for the cause of Christ. And it's an honor for me to be able to sit in for him here today. I'll be in tomorrow as well, on Friday, November the, 30th day of November, already tomorrow. And boy, we have got some boat rocking to do. We live in a crazy world, don't we, folks? A crazy, crazy world. Let me take just a minute here, give you a little bit of background on who you're listening to coming through this radio station. By the way, Bradley, congratulations, Sons of Liberty Radio, a new affiliate today out of New York, state of New York, 105 different affiliates now that Bradley Dean's being heard on all across America. So there's a lot of boat rocking going on. Need some Dramamine out there. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, as I said, you can find me, more about me, at CoachDaveLive.com. I'm Coach Dave, and I'm live, CoachDaveLive.com. Been in ministry myself for about, 18, 19 years. I was a high school football coach back in Ohio and, I was a coach a long time, I guess, back in 1997. That's 21 years ago. I was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for having prayer with our football team, and I went through a 2-year battle with those God-hating atheists for my God-given right to be able to pray, and at the conclusion of that battle, we reached an out-of-court settlement. Prayer continued on. I continued to coach. People think that I got fired. In fact, they'll hear people talk about Coach Dave. You know, he's the one that got fired for praying with his team's folks. Nothing could be further from the truth. We stood throughout that whole thing. We did not give in. We did not bow. Prayer never stopped. And in 1999, after a 2-year battle with the ACLU, I made the decision to walk away from teaching and coaching and started Pass the Salt Ministries. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses his savor, it is henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men." And I realized in that battle with the American Civil Liberties Union that for the most part, pastors, I'm just going to tell you the truth today. I'm a boat rocker. Just going to tell you the truth that for the most part, pastors are worthless in the cultural war. They're worthless in the battle for truth, justice, in the American way. And so my wife and I started Pass the Salt Ministries, and we've been doing that for the last 18 years. I took another coaching gig at a Christian school for about 7 years and did some great things there. Our teams got really, really good. We won some championships, and it's all good, but I haven't been coaching now for about 6 years. I've put all my time and effort into coaching God's team and trying to awaken people to get out of the locker room, get out of the stands, quit being cheerleaders, quit picking up your Republican pom-poms or your conservative pom-poms, and get out on the field and let's do what the scriptures tell us. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. So there I am. That's it. That's in a nutshell, CoachDaveLive.com. Folks, I'm going to ask you to do a strange thing. I probably shouldn't take Bradley's airtime to do this, but I'm going to do it. I want you to go, if you get a chance, go to CoachDaveLive.com. Write that down. Make a mental note of that. I'm Coach Dave. You're writing in your car and you can't write. Coach Dave, that's me, and I'm live. CoachDaveLive.com. Go to CoachDaveLive.com, and I challenge you to listen to the program we did today in regards to this very thing that we're talking about now. CoachDaveLive.com. It's free. The rebroadcast of it is free. We do video with it. It's free. We do audio. It's free. We do podcasts, all available at CoachDaveLive.com. And I don't have a time. I don't have the opportunity or the time to replay what I did on that show this morning, only to tell you this. It will be an hour well spent. You can go to YouTube and put it on that 1.5 speed and speed it up, and maybe it won't take you quite as long. But I tell you, we are in a war, and it's time that we woke up. I'm in the book of Jude right now, one of my favorite books, very, very short. And I want to read something to you out here that hopefully I'm going to use to jump off here this afternoon. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James. Wow. That'll shake some theology. Jesus had brothers. To them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy to you and peace and love be multiplied. Listen, folks, beloved, when I came unto you to write to you, well, I'm sorry, when I gave all diligence to write to you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints, for there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and only Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my. Have there been some evil men crept in unawares and have turned the Christian church into a love boat? Bradley Dean, the boat rocker, it's a love boat. Love, love, love. The gospel of Rodney King. Why can't we all get along? The gospel of John Lennon. All you need is love. La, 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 la. I wish that was true, folks. I wish that was true. We're in a war. We're in a war for truth, for justice, for the American way, to steal a line from Superman. I want you to buckle in. I want you to put on your life vest. I want you to put on a hard hat. Because we're going to go at it hard here today, because I'm here to tell you today that the condition that we are in America is not because of the homosexuals, it's not because of the atheists, it's not because of those who want to besmirch the name of Christ, it's not because of the abortionists, it's not because of Hollywood, it's not because of that, folks. It's because the church, the salt, has lost His Savior. That's where we're going to go today. We're going to point the gun where the gun needs to be pointed. We're going to point the finger where the finger needs to be pointed. The problems we are facing today, we are facing because evil men have crept in unawares. Coach Dave Dottenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean, bringing you some truth. Call somebody. Say, tune in. You got to hear this crazy guy on the phone. Coach Dave Dottenmeyer for Bradley Dean. We'll be back in a minute.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Rocking mode here today. Coach Dave Dobbin, I was sitting in for Bradley Dean. I noticed we got a phone caller coming. Let me come right to you there, caller. I wasn't going to give the number out this early, but I will. If you want to jump in here, this is a audience participation. It's 866-582-9933. Give it to you again, 866-582-9933. Coach Dave Dobbinmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. And I said, the problem in America is not the God haters, it's not Hollywood, it's not the media, it's not any of that. It's that the fact that the salt has lost its savor and evil men have crept in unaware and they have turned the truth of Jesus Christ and the church, they've turned it into a lie, and we are now worshiping and serving the creature more than the creator. It's exactly what it says right out of there in Romans 1. I'm going to go to the phone line real quick. My friend's been online here for 11 minutes and 35 seconds. Let's call him in there. You're on the air with Coach Dave. How you doing today? He dropped. That happens, folks. I don't know what happened there. We call back. We'll get, maybe I did something wrong. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Say, Coach, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a lot of different things. In fact, I want to share with you today something I read that, you know, it's amazing, folks, when you get your eyes and your ears and your nose out of the mainstream media, when you get yourself focused on the scripture and you receive, allow the Lord to direct and guide you, because the scriptures say that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth. It's amazing the things that you're going to see when you get in. I want to tell you something. I had a friend of mine, a friend of Mark, told me, he said, Coach, here's one of the problems that we have. Folks, I got a Bible laid out in front of me right now in the studio. Maybe you're driving down in the car. Maybe you're doing some housework. Maybe you're sitting on your back porch. Maybe you're out shoveling the snow. But I'm sitting right now in the in the warmth of a studio, and I have my Bible open right in front of me, laying right in front of me. I'm trying to help you to visualize what I'm going to share with you. And I had a friend tell me this. He says, Coach Dave, one of the problems that we have is we read the Bible linearly. I said, what? He said, yeah, Coach. We read the Bible linearly. In other words, we read it from left to right, page to page. See, that's the wrong way to read the Bible. That's why we're in the mess we're in. I said, well, what other way is there to read it? He says, well, Coach, it's very simple. You got to read down. You don't read across the Bible. You read down the Bible. I said, what do you mean by that? How do you read down? He said, well, let me show you. Here I am. I got that Bible I'm talking about right now, flipped over right in front of me. And he said, just go to Genesis 1. He said, I'm going to show you how we have to learn to read the Bible down, not across. I hear all the time people say, well, I read through the Bible 5 times. I've read through the Bible. We try to read through the Bible every year. Well, a few chapters a day, read through the Bible all in a whole year. I said, wow. My friend Marcia's coach, that's what the problem is. We're reading the Bible linearly. We're reading it left to right. So let me show you how to read the Bible down. So here I sit in the studio, lights are blaring, and I'm looking at chapter 1 of Genesis. This is what he did to me. This is the lesson he showed me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he stopped me right there. And he said, do you have any idea, Coach, how much data and information there is yet to be uncovered right there in that very first sentence? In the beginning. Oh, my goodness. If we just understood the depth of that in the beginning, what beginning? When was the beginning? What did it look like at the beginning? In the beginning, God, oh my goodness, God, there's some data for you. The unsearchable God, reading it down, not across, reading it down. In the beginning, God created. What would that look like? What would it be like to create the heavens and the earth? What would it like to be create all the animals? What would it be like to create the oceans and the seas and the trees? He said, don't read the Bible flat. Read it deep. Read the Bible deep. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, my goodness. And the earth was void. And, oh, my goodness, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the depth of the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. Oh, there's some data there. What was that like? The face of the earth. And God said, oh, there it happened. And then God said. So see, we have a tendency, folks, to read the Bible from the front to the back, from the beginning to the end, and everything in between, without doing what the Bible says, to meditate on the Scriptures. Meditate on them. Dive deep in the Scriptures. Meditate on each and every word. God so loved the world. Stay with me now. God so loved the world. And I heard people say, well, God loves everybody. We're all God's children. Yes, except if you read John 3:16, it says that God so loved the world. Past tense. Oh, my goodness. Dig deep in that word, my friends. Dig deep into that data. God so loved the world that he gave, past tense. Oh, my goodness. Bible's full of data. In fact, it's unsearchable. Somewhere in that Bible it says that if everything that Jesus had ever done would be written down, there wouldn't be enough books to be able to contain them. That's why we call it a Bible study. That's why he said to search the deep things of God. Oh, my goodness. The Word is so deep. The Word is so deep. But before I did my show this morning, and again, I encourage you to go to CoachDaveLive.com and download that free version of today's show, the November 29th, 2018 version of today's show. Oh, my goodness. And I came across this from Andrew Strom. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Andrew Strom, but he sends out a little daily reminder. And he sent this out, and it's just pierced my heart. I want to share it with you. He says, we've already lost Christianity. Despite the thousands in our mega churches today soaking up the warm entertainment offered to them every week, I want to put it to you that we have already lost Christianity. Despite the Christian books now found in every Walmart and the crossover of Christian artists into the mainstream and our Christian megastores and CDs and DVDs and study Bibles, I want to put it to you that we've already lost Christianity, Andrew Strom says. Despite our lavish cathedrals in the suburbs, charismatic or not, with their pastel hues and comfortable pews, the projector screens and $30,000 sound systems, I want to put it to you that we have already utterly lost Christianity. We left it behind somewhere when we shifted our churches from the inner city to the comfortable suburbs. We left it behind when we stopped welcoming the bums off of the street into our meetings and started welcoming only the respectable people. We left it behind when we stopped preaching, take up your cross and turn the gospel into success formula. Seven steps to your best life now, Andrew Strom says. Somewhere in our comfortable suburban streetscape with its manicured lawns, and we lost the real thing. Somehow in our concern for property values and a better dental plan, we left it behind. But that's not the worst part of it. The worst part is that we don't know how to get it back again. Or perhaps we don't really want to get it back. The cost simply doesn't bear thinking about, does it? And so as we drive around in our nice shiny cars with our groovy plastic toys and attend church as we know it twice a week for 2 hours, as we live a life that is about as unlike Jesus as you can get, life of comfort and coddling, undreamt of by millions around the world. Folks, can you imagine the life that some people live, Christian people around the world? A lifestyle that we live in the top 10% of the earth today, and even though we're in debt up to our eyeballs, the fact is we don't really care that we have lost original Christianity. No, 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 no. Now we're too busy, man. Don't bother us with that kind of talk. It'll be okay, the preacher tells us. We'll all make it to heaven in the end. We're all decent people here. We have prayed that little prayer. We've given our heart to the Lord. But wait, Andrew Strom says, what's this I see? Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? In your name have we not cast out demons? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I say unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Have we lost Christianity, folks? Have we lost Christianity? Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. President Trump, though, will be meeting with the leader of China, and Republican Senator John Thune tells Fox News, we need to get our trade deals worked out.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
More folks are filing for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports 234,000 workers filed for first-time claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits, and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yeah, we've been rocking that boat here today. You are listening to Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, home of Bradley Dean, but Bradley is doing what Bradley does best. He's out in the streets, I say it, boots on the ground, eyeball to eyeball, face to face, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Bradley honored me with the opportunity to sit in for him not only yesterday, but today. I'll be in here again tomorrow. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. And I guess the question we're asking today, those of you who are regular listeners of Bradley Dean, I jokingly like to say I'm his big brother, but I'm not. I'm 10 years older, probably, just a guess. I'm 66. I would assume that Bradley's mid-50s. Bradley's about 6'5", big hawking guy. I'm about 5'7", short hawking guy. But we have that same spirit in us, that same never give up, never give in, never bend, never bow, never break attitude that I believe that our Savior Jesus Christ had. I'm here today, and Bradley's here every day, trying to encourage Christian men in particular, Christian women as well, to stand up and be the church. Stop going to church. Start being the church. Something's going on, folks. Something's going on. As I play this in the background, I'm reminded that America changed when Donald Trump was elected president of the United States. And I think many, many people don't understand that it was a spiritual change that came upon us. Something happened in the spirit. I can't explain it. I don't know whether it was good. I don't know whether it was bad. But I know that something miraculous happened 2 years ago. It's been right at 2 years ago when President Donald Trump pulled the upset victory in the history of all politics and was elected president of the United States. And as I like to tell people, I don't care what your political persuasion is. I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump or not. I don't care. I know this. I tell everybody, you don't have to be a godly man in order to be God's man. I'll say that again because it went right over your head. You don't have to be a man of God to be God's man. And there's something crazy going on in the good old U.S. of A today. As I shared on my show today, I want you to hear this in the background. Something going on in the air tonight. Something in the air. Can you feel it? Can you feel the sense of change in America? Sense of anxiety? Phil Collins told us, oh my goodness, 20 years ago, a long time ago, something in the air tonight. You feel it? You feel it in the air tonight? I feel it. I feel the Spirit of God moving across this land, awakening people. Sing it, Phil. Conversation today, 866-582-9933. You can dial that number and we'll get you right in there. And I'll be gentle with you. I know I'm loud. I know I'm boisterous. I know I'm a boat rocker like Bradley. But I'll be gentle with you. 866-582-9933. And the question I was asked yesterday as I was sitting in for Brad was a very simple one. Why has the church yielded all of our power unto the evil one, to the dark side? Why is it today, on November 29th, 2018, that if I were to ask you to today, name for me one major national institution that Christians are in control of? Media? Are Christians in control of or prominent in the media? Are Christians in control of or prominent in academia? Are Christians in control of or prominent in entertainment? Are Christians in control of or prominent in Hollywood? Are Christians in control and prominent in government? Are Christians in control or prominent in the church? The infiltration we were speaking about that I was talking about earlier in Jude, that evil men have crept in unawares, that changed the truth of the gospel into lasciviousness, that the main driving theme of the American Christian church today isn't truth, folks. No, it's not truth. It's the love boat. It's all about love. And the Bible does teach us that God is love, but you do know this, don't you, folks? That there are literally, I believe, 617 different names for God in the Bible. 617 different names, descriptions. He's a God of love, but he's a God of wrath. He's a God of vengeance. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of truth. He's a God of revenge. Are you kidding me? Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, we are in the mess that we are in today because for some reason, somewhere along the line, somebody, something, some entity, whatever, convinced the church, convinced the leadership of the church, convinced the pastors of the church that this world in which we live in belongs to the devil and that we are in no way, shape, or form supposed to be in any control in any area of it. Except 1 John 3:8 says this, if you would have your Bible in front of you. You can Google it later. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8, and we'll say that again. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, to show love to everybody? Is that what it says? For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might show mercy to everybody? For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he just might show compassion and acceptance and tolerance to everyone? No, that's not what it says. Folks, you can't pick and choose what you want to hear and what you want to believe in the Bible. The Bible says that for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And then he said in Matthew 28, he said to his disciples just before he left them, that all power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth, he said. Go ye therefore, and do what? Teach them to observe everything I've commanded you. That's the Great Commission, the Great Commandment, go, the Great Commission, teach. We're supposed to be going and teaching. We're supposed to be what? We're supposed to be occupying until he comes. We're supposed to be what? Putting his enemies under his feet. I know that might make you comfortable, folks. That's the gospel, too. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But if you continue to read in John 3, you get to the very end, verse of John 3, it says what? That apart from Christ, the wrath of God abideth on you. Check it in your Bibles, folks. Check it in your Bibles. But what was it Jesus said when they nailed him to the cross? That horrible scene there at Golgotha? When they're pounding the nails into him, they cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know what to do. He cried out, I thirst. They cried out a lot of things. But what was the last thing he said? The next to the last thing he said. Well, the last thing he said was, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. But before he said that, he spread out his arms. He pushed himself up on his legs and stood tall one more time. And he said this, it is finished. I have finished it. Apostle Paul said, I've finished my course. Jesus said, I have finished it. It is finished. It's done. What is done? 1 John 3:8. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he, what? Might destroy the works of the devil. It's finished. I did it. The works of the devil are destroyed. Where? Where are the works of the devil destroyed? In heaven? In the heavenlies? In hell? Where are the works of the devil destroyed? Well, they're destroyed here. Right here. Right now. Occupy till I come. He's not coming back till he makes his enemies his footstool. He's a conquering king. Here and now. It's finished. I did it. Unto us this child is born, unto us the son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and peace. There shall be no end. Isaiah 9, verse 6, I believe that is. Come on, church. Come on, church. Get up, church. Rock that boat, church. Rock that boat. It's finished. All power and authority has been given unto him. Coach Dave Dobbin, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, one more trip, one more link down the raging river here, rocking the boat. Coach Dave Dobemeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. And folks, just let me just take a minute, first of all, to thank Bradley for trusting me, giving me the opportunity to sit in for him on now 105 radio stations across America. It's unbelievable. Thank you, Bradley, for trusting me. I know that when I come on Bradley Dean's show, I don't have to worry about what I say. I can be a boat rocker. I can call him like I see him. It doesn't matter if I make a pastor mad or an organ player mad. Doesn't matter. Somebody in the choir, it doesn't matter if I make him mad. And ultimately, I'm here to try to wake people up and to understand what's going on, which is what Bradley does, being a boat rocker. But I made the comment yesterday, I'm going to make it again today, folks. Wherever you are, you can make a big difference by doing one simple thing. Try to get Bradley Dean into your community as a speaker, whether it be in your school, whether it be in your church. He has such an anointing when he gets in front of especially young children. Our kids have been so lied to in our government schools. And Bradley has awakened my eyes, my understanding, to realize we have yielded those public schools. Hey, listen, I fight for the public schools. I fight against them. I do. But the average Christian in the average town, the average church, has no influence at all in those government-run schools. And see, we're not barred from those schools. We simply believe we are. So if you're listening right now, whatever it be, all across that fruited plain, as Rush would say, 105 different radio stations, I want to urge you to invite Bradley Dean to come to your town. I said, Coach, how would I even do that? I don't have the money to do that. Well, get a hold of Bradley. Just contact Bradley at Sons of Liberty Media and tell him I'd love to come. I'd love to come and invite him in and let him be part of making an impact right there in your local schools. Gotcha. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me finish up here with something. Because again, folks, I'm trying to make a comparison to why we are in the mess that we are in, and I am pointing my finger at me. I'm pointing my finger at those of us who carry the name of Christ, those of us who Jesus said were the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We're the ones that are supposed. The problem's not Hollywood. They're just acting like sinners. It's not the local media. If they're not saved by the blood of Jesus, they're just acting like sinners. But I write once a week at newsrefuse.com and post it. Bradley Dean's kind enough to post it at Sons of Liberty Media, and it's going to be popping up there as well. And I want to share that with you today. An amazing thing happened to me the other day. It was this. I said, it's possible to learn things in the strangest of places and in the strangest of conversations. I've always been a bit intrigued by prison life and exactly what goes on behind the walls of the penal institutions. We've all heard the horror tales of rapes and muggings and jailhouse justice, and certainly being incarcerated for an extended period of time would seem to be such a waste of life. By the way, I entitled this, People Go Along to Get Along. But just this week, I had a conversation with a friend who had spent some time in this clink and is now radically saved, which has brought about a total change of lifestyle for him. And his testimony is miraculous and a real eye-opener about the power of Jesus to transform a life. He now credits his time in jail as God's plan to actually rescue him from self-destruction. But during the course of the discussion, I asked him if it was true that prison was a dangerous place. Well, it can be, he said, but it's really no different than the outside world in that regard. Most of the trouble you get into is trouble that you brought upon yourself. If you lay low and simply do your time, you can get through it without much trouble. You just keep your mouth shut, your head down, count the days until you're out of there. Or is there a lot of violence inside, I said? Do guys get beat up by other inmates? Sometimes, he said, but if you're really... since it's just trouble lurking out on the yard, you just simply stay safe in the cage. I said, what? Safe in the cage? What does that mean, Bill? He said, your cell. He said, your cell is the cage. And in order to protect yourself sometimes from the thugs, you simply spend all your time sitting in your cell. There are guards all around it. It's very hard for someone to get into another guy's cell, so... you're safe in the cage. You understand, Coach? Safe in the cage. You have no freedom, but there's also less danger there. Life is always safer if you stay in the cage. I said, did you ever spend much time in your cage? Oh, not much, he said. I always tried to avoid the conflicts and controversy, and I didn't go out of my way looking for trouble. Wow, I said. Sort of like church. Is that what you mean? He said, huh? I'm not following you, Coach. What do you mean by that? It's like church. Well, safe in the cage. Safe in the cage? Yeah, Coach. Bill, it's safe in the cage. Think about it. It's the way most Christians live. The church is the cage, and it's a safe place to them to run to when things get a little bit scary out there in the real world. Instead of standing up and pushing back against the forces, they're attempting to intimidate them. They try to run to the church because it's safe in the cage. They can hunker down, avoid the controversy out in the real world, and breeze through their time until the time of release occurs. They get out of prison just like the men in prison. Dude, he said, I never looked at it that way. I said, yeah, but think about it. Most Christians that I've been around my entire Christian walk are some of the most passive, non-confrontational people you'd ever want to be around. They're great people, but they really are not interested in ruffling anyone's feathers. They're not boat rockers like Bradley Dean. no matter how much crazy stuff's going on around them, they don't seem to want to do anything about it. Wow, look at the schools, I said. Public schools are teaching their kids all kinds of crazy things, gender issues, homosex, secular beliefs, and the parents never make a peep. The government takes their tax dollars to spend it on crazy things like abortion and macroevolution, that things that go in direct conflict with what the parents actually believe in their homes, yet they never voice a complaint to anyone about their displeasure. Ah, he moaned. Now I'm picking up what you're laying down. The parents keep their mouths shut because they don't want to make any waves. They know that if they speak out, they run the risk of making someone mad. And then they will have to deal with the consequences of what they stood up for. So, Coach, it's safe in the cage. You're right. The parents' unwillingness to speak out actually imprisons their own children. By going along to get along, they're actually bringing harm to the ones that they most love. You got it, I said. In a funny sort of way, the church has adopted the same mentality as the men who are locked in America's prisons. In order to avoid any problems, they simply sit in their church and wait for the time here on earth to run out. Wow. Yep. Why cause trouble when they're simply passing through? This world's not their home. Sometime very soon, the Lord's going to come, unlock the door, and take them out of here and set them free. Yep. They're safe in the cage. Man, Coach, I never looked at it that way. Jesus came to set us free, not simply keep us locked in a church. And although it might be safe and warm and void of conflict in the cage, hiding from controversy, that's no way for a Christian to live. That's it, Bill, I said. Avoiding conflict may be a safe way to live, but sure is a waste of life. Somehow I don't think that Jesus came just to make our time spent here on earth more comfortable. Fear is a prison, Bill. There's nothing wrong with being afraid, but there's something wrong with staying afraid. Man, Bill replied. Looks to me like I've simply traded one form of bondage for another. Hiding from controversy in the church really isn't much different than hiding from controversy inside the prison. Yep. That's what I'm saying, Bill. Jesus came to set us free, not simply to change our cage. Boy, folks, safe in the cage. Not Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, not Bradley Dean. Not the boat rockers for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you this. I want to leave you with this challenge here today. What are you going to do today to advance the kingdom of God? You know, I found it kind of ironic when we were reading that scripture earlier where Jesus said, when people said to Jesus, in your name, didn't we cast out devils and didn't we lay hands on the sick? They started to repeat to Jesus all the things they had done. When Jesus maybe was worried about the things that they were currently doing. Faith without works isn't really faith at all, is it, my friends? Faith in the cave. I'm not safe in the cave. I'm not safe in the cave. God bless you, Brad. Thank you for letting me sit in here today. We'll be in here tomorrow, rocking the boat. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Radio. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.